You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. I'm so excited for those that are listening today. I have a wonderful guest, and I'll tell you all about her in just a minute. But you know what? Let me open up in prayer. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Oh, Abba, Father, how great is thy name. I pray, Father, that you would give the listener today ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, an eyes to see, and a heart, oh Lord God, that would be open to your word today, Father. We love you, we worship you, and praise you, and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. I want to just say a real quick hello to Rosalinda. God bless you if you're listening. Eli, God bless you. I've missed you. Where are you? God bless you. Muela, where are you? If you're listening, we have missed you. I want to read you a portion of scripture in Isaiah before I bring our guest on. Isaiah chapter 1. Reading in verse 18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." I want to share with you today a good friend of mine. She comes to our church. Her name is Johnny Olette. And what a beautiful miracle story of God's grace. Johnny, would you like to tell the people hello this morning?
Hello. Good morning.
Amen. God loves you. Johnny, you know what? There are people that are listening today. And they have daughters, they have sons out there, and they're on drugs, they're lost, they're homeless, they're just broken. Why don't you just share a little bit about your story?
Okay, well, right now I'm currently 32 years old, and when I was a teenager, I started using drugs and alcohol. I was molested as a child, and it brought me to be very bitter and angry, and it led me into drugs and alcohol, and I already come from a line of alcoholics in my family. And so at a very early age, I was already an alcoholic, and I turned to drugs very young in my life. I was doing crystal meth by the time I was 18 years old, and I got lost in that world. And I joined the military and came to San Diego to get away from that lifestyle. And I had a beautiful family and a husband, and we went through a sour divorce. And I got bitter over the divorce and turned to drugs and alcohol again and lost my life. And I lost my job eventually, and I lost my home. And I became homeless, and I lived on the streets in OB for 3 years, where I was bound up in heroin addiction and crystal meth and alcohol addiction and marijuana use and sexual immorality constantly. And my life was going nowhere, and it was just spiraling down and down and down and down. And I was just losing control of everything. I no longer saw my son anymore, and I had nothing. And I drowned myself in a bottle of alcohol every day, and I had to wake up in the mornings and drink because my body was in such shock from not drinking, and I would shake in the mornings, and my life just depended on alcohol and drugs, and I was very lonely and lost, and I felt like I had no one or anything. And 3 days before or 3 days after Mother's Day, I was staying in an RV, and I was by myself, and I just felt so alone. And I cried out to God, just, "God, please save me," over and over again for probably 2 hours. And I cried out to him and just really wanted him to change my life. And he did. And he came into my life, and I went to rehab, and I got sober and clean, and I've got almost 2 years now. Amen. And he just completely changed my life. I now have a place to live. My son is back in my life, and he's beautiful, and he attends church with me, and he loves Jesus, and we just love the Lord now.
Hey, that is such a powerful testimony. Johnny, you were sharing about where you felt like an angel Do you remember the story on the way in the truck on the way to the station?
Oh, yes. I was lost in a neighborhood, and I had been doing crystal meth for many, many days, and I had been awake. And
tell the people that, I'm sorry to interrupt, tell the people what crystal meth does to you. There are those of you that are listening today, your parents, your mothers, your fathers, your grandmas, your children, you're watching them on this crystal meth and you don't understand them. Let's get firsthand understanding of what it does to you first. Johnny, share with them what it does.
Well, it gives you a euphoric feeling. You feel like you can talk to God, but it's not even the real God. It's Lucifer that you're talking to. That you're, you just feel on top of the world. You don't sleep or eat for days at a time, and it just puts you on this really, really, just really big high where you're just you hallucinate. Once you're up for several days, you start to see people and see things.
Those are like demon forces.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is, and they call them shadow people. Because you see people and they'll tell you to do things or you know, make you follow them around or tell you things. And so it gets people really lost and warped out, and they start to talk to themselves. That's why you see drug addicts walking down the street talking to themselves or talking to the heirs, because they're seeing things, they're hallucinating.
And they're really seeing things. Those are demonic forces that they have. The Bible says that drugs are sorcery. Sorcery is witchcraft and it's divination. And we don't even realize people that are so bound up in that. They have given their minds, their hearts and everything over to a demonic force. And you were talking about how you were walking around looking for your house and you were following your friends that weren't there. Share that a little bit.
Yes. I had been up for several days doing crystal meth, and I was in my neighborhood and it was really late at night, and I was walking around and I couldn't figure out where I lived because I had been on so high for so many days that I just couldn't find my house. And I hallucinated my friends in the streets, and I followed them, and they took me to this house, and I knocked on their door, and it was probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and these people came to the door, and they said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, my friends brought me here." And they said, "What friends?" And I pointed to the porch, but there was no one there. Once they opened the door and the light shined on the porch, there was no one there. And so I wandered back into the neighborhood, and these friends that I thought I was following led me back to this house again. And these people were, you know, like, "Why are you here?" And so I left again, and I was so lost and in the neighborhood, and I was just crying. And all of a sudden, this little Mexican lady comes out of nowhere, and she goes, "Mija, are you lost?" And I said, "Yes, I can't find my house." And she goes, "Don't worry, I will take you to your house." And I didn't know this lady. She came out of nowhere. She was an angel sent from God, because I was lost in this neighborhood, and the cops had been called on me and were looking for me in this neighborhood. And she took me straight to my house to where I lived with no address, no anything was given to her. She just took me home where I was safe and out of harm's way.
Oh, amen. Well, that is, you know, the Bible says that God sends his angels to camp around and about us. But I want to tell you a little bit about Johnny's grandmother. Johnny's grandmother was on fire, spirit filled. And Johnny, you were sharing earlier how you guys used to get mad at your grandma. Your grandmother used to be in the kitchen doing the dishes with a dish towel over her shoulder and speaking in tongues and praying for you guys. And share a little bit about that.
Oh, she would come to our house and visit, and she would always get mad at us. "Turn that TV off," or "Turn that radio down. Why are you listening to that music? That's the devil's music." And we would always get mad at her and fight and fuss till the point where she would go home, and it would always just be a bitter argument, because she was trying to tell us about Jesus and was so hurt inside that we didn't love Jesus and didn't know Jesus. And all she wanted to do was just let us know that this world is corrupt, and the things that we were doing of this world were corrupting our lives and were leading us nowhere. And she just cared about us so much, but we didn't see that. We just saw, oh, she's just telling us what to do, and she wants us to conform to what she's doing. And we would get bitter and angry about it. And now that she's gone, I praise God that she was like that, because my grandma is the reason that I'm saved today.
Oh, so what do you want to tell those grandmothers and mothers right now that are listening, Johnny?
Don't stop praying for your loved one. My grandma never stopped praying for me until the day she died. So don't stop praying for your loved ones, because there is hope. God is a great God, and he can save, and he will. and you just can't give up. You get on your knees and you pray every night for your loved one, because there is hope that they will change their lives.
Whew. That touches my heart. You're listening to my program today, and our prayer lines are open, and we have prayer warriors standing by right now. You can call 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. We have prayer warriors standing by right now that will lead you in a prayer. They'll help you pray for your loved ones, help you pray for your grandchildren, help you pray for your daughter or your son. Are you struggling? I want you to know that God is a deliverer. He is able. Though your sins be scarlet red, he'll make them white as snow. There is nothing too hard for God. When I look at Johnny in church, it just does something to my heart. When I watch her and I see her little son sitting right beside her, Zach, God bless you if you're listening today. Zach is a little champion and on fire for Jesus. He loves the Lord. And you know what? The Bible says that God will restore the years of the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the canker worm. God's name is restoration. He's a restorer. What do you want to tell them about Jesus now that God has done a work in your life, Johnny? What is it that you love about God so much?
Oh, his grace and his mercy. He has been so graceful to me. I have done so many sins. You name it. I put the I in sin. I was very selfish and very thought of myself all the time. And now I think of others, and I have the love of God now, and he's so amazing, and he can love you no matter what your lifestyle is, no matter what sin you have committed. He's willing to love you and to accept you into his kingdom and to show you his mercy and his grace, and just open his arms and comfort you when you're sad or when you're lonely. And he will put his arms around you, and he will bring you into his kingdom, and he will walk with you, and he will talk with you, and he will show you what real love is really about. And it's amazing, God's love.
Amen. You know, and Johnny, there are people that are listening to this program today. They're out there right now. They're sleeping in a van. They have a little transistor radio. They're homeless. They're in a makeshift tent, or maybe they're strung out in a crack house and somebody's accidentally turned on the radio to Christian radio. What do you want to tell them right now? What do you want to tell them?
To get on your knees and pray. Just get out of the situation that you're in. And Jesus loves you no matter what you've done, whether you've committed homosexual acts or you've shot drugs into your veins or you've smoked drugs or drank alcohol to the point that you don't know what you're doing and you're puking on yourself and you have no hope and you feel like you're lost and alone. Jesus is there and he loves you and he wants you to come into his kingdom. He wants you to not be in the situation that you're in, the darkness that you're feeling, the heavy, the burden that you're feeling of Satan on your shoulder. Jesus wants to take that pain away from you, and he wants to bring you into his kingdom and lift you up and show you what love is. And he wants to comfort you and guide you and walk hand in hand with you and speak to you in the mornings. Just get on your knees and pray to God. Just get out of the situation that you're in. There is a better hope for you. I slept outside many, many times in the weather, cold, with nowhere to go. And I now have my own room. My son has his own room. I have a roof over my head. I have a wonderful family that is there for me no matter what I'm doing, who at the time of my worst, they said, no more. We're not doing this anymore. You know, I'd lost everything. I had no one but myself, but Jesus was there and he said, I love you. Come into my kingdom, daughter. Come into my kingdom. I will be your father. I will be there for you. I will comfort you.
Amen. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And I just want to share with you, our prayer lines are open, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. Our prayer warriors are standing by. They'll pray with you right now. You need a miracle. Are you broken? Are your kids on drugs? Are they strung out? Are they heroin addicts? Are they bound up in homosexuality? Are they just rebellious? Are they heading in that direction? Are they starting to hang around with bad company? The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. Mama, Daddy, let me give you a key today. My name is Dr. Luana. I've been saved for 34 years, and by the God's grace, you must be a part of a good church that preaches the straight gospel to your kids so that they can be delivered. We have a church service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. It's called A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Let me tell you something. A church alive is worth a drive. The address is 16145 Highway 66. 37, you will hear the straight word. Isn't that right, Johnny?
Absolutely. And you will feel the Spirit. It is so amazing in this church. Pastor Luana is an amazing evangelist, and she knows her Bible front to back, and she can quote scripture like no other pastor I've ever seen. And the day I walked into her church, I never walked out. I knew that I had found a Spirit-filled church where I was going to touch heaven every time I walked in those doors.
Amen. Thank you so much, Johnny, for those kind words. You're listening to my program today, and I want you to know that it's not by religion. It's not by tradition. It's by a relationship in Jesus Christ. And you're out there today, and maybe you have gone to church, but you know what? You feel empty. Let me tell you, you need the power from on high. Acts 1:8 says, and you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives in these last days. You're listening to my program today, and I want you to know that Jesus loves you. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you don't know how to pray. There's a simple prayer that takes 30 seconds to pray. Johnny, tell them how to pray really quick.
You can just get on your knees and close your eyes. You don't even have to get on your knees. Just stand there, close your eyes, and just tell Jesus, say, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that I have done wrong, and I want to be welcomed into your kingdom, Lord. Just please open your arms and let me into your kingdom. Just love me. Save me, Lord. I know I have done wrong. I want to change my ways and do your will, Lord.
Ooh, that is the most powerful prayer that you can pray. God is not looking for ritualistic prayer. He's looking for a heart that will cry out to him. And I want you to know today that Jesus loves you. Our website is atouchfromabove.org. And on that website, you can read testimonies and the word, and you can see where our prayer mountain is. You know, maybe you're a parent and your kids are gone, that you feel like, I don't know where my kids are. Let me tell you something. God knows where they are. And maybe you need to separate 24 hours to just pray and fast. We have prayer cabins on that prayer mountain. Get away. Do not allow the devil to steal your children. Do not allow the devil to steal your grandchildren. You can cry out. I'm telling you what, I can touch heaven from my knees, and God is able to hear the cries. Johnny's grandmother prayed and cried out and prayed, and I believe with all my heart, the Bible says in Hebrews, it says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Ooh, my hair just standing up, Johnny, as I'm thinking about your grandmother. She's up there watching, and she's just rooting you on. She's going, that's my girl. That's my girl. I knew those prayers. And she's just probably looking out in heaven going, she heard it. Thank you, Lord. You took my prayers, and there's my Johnny. She, look at her, Lord. She's preaching right now on the radio to thousands. Johnny, there's people out there that are broken. There's people out there that don't have any hope. You know what? And they think that they're too far gone, that God cannot forgive them. You know what? God is able, right?
God is absolutely able, and he can forgive you no matter what you've done.
You know what I love about this testimony? It's real and it's honest. You know, and I'm telling you today, Johnny is saved. You're no longer back in that old world, are you, Johnny?
Absolutely not, and I don't want it. I have a new world and a new life. Jesus has changed me completely. And I love to go to church and I love to praise the Lord. And I got baptized yesterday and the Holy Spirit was all over me. And I feel fresh and new, and I'm ready to be a witness for him and to bring as many people to Jesus as I can, to let them know that there is a God. He's real and he loves you.
Amen. Man, I felt the Holy Ghost all over you yesterday. We were at the Prayer Mountain. We had a baptismal service, and what a wonderful time as Johnny was baptized and her son Zach was baptized, and Bill Nichols, God bless you if you're listening, was baptized as well. And just wonderful testimonies of God's grace and mercy. And I want to invite you out to church this morning. You still have time. We leave the radio and go straight up to the Prayer Mountain. So you have time to get in that car and get up to the Prayer Mountain. It's 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. God loves you. You are important. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the author and the finisher. He's the beginning and the end. He is our everything. And I want you to know our prayer lines are open. I have about 1 minute. 760-315-1967 is our prayer lines. Our website is www.atouchfromabove.org. Please come out to prayer. Johnny, thank you so much. The time goes by so so fast. I'm going to have you again on the air to share over and over again about your story.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you are most kindly welcome. God bless you. Don't forget, meet you at the Prayer Mountain this morning, 10 o'clock. 16145 Highway 67. Our prayer lines are 760-315-1967. Come on out. Come on up to the mountain where Jesus is changing lives. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. You are important. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Separate yourself. Cry out. Pray. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. Thank you so much. God bless you, Francis. Have a great, wonderful, Jesus-filled day.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. Dr. Luana is sponsored by A Touch from Above.